to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 165 of the Left Traffic Podcast and the first show for 2020. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Hope you all had an amazing Christmas, New Year's. We had an absolutely awesome time with friends, family. 2020, I tell you folks, has started out just as busy as 2019 with some fun and exciting new ventures. I'm going to be honest up front. This is probably going to be the last show for probably 2 weeks. Fortunately, we'll be back before the Clash or whatever the hell they're calling this thing now. And Daytona, of course, and all that good stuff. But we are in the process of moving. There is boxes galore around here. So had to get the stuff out for the Fantasy League. That is for sure. And I'm going to need to take a week or two to get situated and all that good stuff. So this will probably be it for about 2 weeks, but we'll definitely have time to do a recap show, reset everything that happened in the off season and all that good stuff. So bear with me. But like I said, this is the fantasy show, and very excited to get that out there, hanging out down here in a very bare basement right now. Like I said, boxes are packed up. My buddy Zaylin is down here. Zaylin, are you getting in the fantasy league this year? There you go. All right. He's coming back in, which is fantastic. Absolutely awesome. Couple things here. Like I said, hope you all had a great holiday season. I can't believe it's gone and done already. Finally hit 4,200 followers this past week, which was awesome. Got a couple shirts to give away, which I just tweeted out a little bit ago. Congrats to @slowmotion_YT for winning. Thank you to everyone that has followed, listened, retweeted, all that good stuff. I still have that Eric Almirola quarter panel to give away at 5,000 followers. And I'm very excited because I've got some new ideas for giveaways this year outside of just the retweet and follow contest. It's getting a little old there. I feel that's a little stale. So I'm excited for some new giveaway opportunities once the season gets underway to do a couple different things. One, to obviously generate followers, but two, to try to increase the listenership as well. Followers go up, but the downloads stay pretty consistent. So hopefully some of these new giveaways might get people to listen and hopefully hooked. So we'll see how that goes. But tonight, I've got business to take care of regarding the 2020 Lapped Traffic Fantasy League. Got some new fun changes to the league based on those of you who completed the survey at the end of last season. Took those ideas along with a few other changes that I had come up with and have hopefully compiled them all into what will be an awesome fantasy league this year. That said, let's start getting to the rules. But keep in mind, everything I'm about to say is actually already posted on the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Click on the fantasy link and you will see all of this information there. But figured it's a good excuse to record because I can't believe I have not recorded. I've not sat behind the microphone since December 21st, which was a Saturday when I recorded the Eric Jones Christmas special, a lot of S's there, that I posted on December 24th. So if you haven't checked that out, that was compliments of MIS, as MIS took Eric to the Michigan basketball game that Saturday, and he called in and did a little interview, which was fun. It was a very relaxed interview, and had a good time there. So that's the show that's right before this one. So if you haven't checked out the feed in a moment, or in a while, there's that to go listen to. But, all right, I digress. All that. Everything's going to be on the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, for the fantasy information and all that. So I'm going to just kind of recap everything. Some things are the same. Some things are different. So here is the rundown. If you want to play in the Lapped Traffic 2020 Fantasy League. All you need to do is send an email to fantasylappedtraffic@gmail.com. Now, here's the awesome thing. There's two awesome things. Number one, that's a hyperlink on the website. So just go to the website and click the fantasy tab, and that's there for you already if you want to just copy and paste. Here's the cool part. If you played last year, I copied everything over. You are already registered. You should have gotten an email from me this morning that just said, hey, you're registered, and stay tuned for information for the rules and all that good stuff. So if you don't want to play for whatever reason, shoot me an email and I will gladly take you off. But I assume most everybody is going to want to play and hopefully get some new players as well. So again, you want to play, send an email with your full name, email address, Twitter handle, if you have one, to fantasylaptraffic@gmail.com. Here's the other cool part. Each year I had created an email address year specific, so everybody had to constantly keep re-registering. That's going to change. FantasyLapTraffic@gmail.com is going to be the one used going forward. So if you haven't played, once you register this year, only new players going forward will have to register. So that's very cool, very excited about being able to convert that over. All right, let's talk about the rules. Picks are to be submitted to the email that I just mentioned, fantasylaptraffic@gmail.com. When you submit your picks, please make sure to include your full name in the body of the email. If your email address is Tinkerbell85, I don't know whose name to put that under. So please make sure that especially if your full name is not your email address, that when you submit your picks, that your name is in the body of the email. Make sure you put the full name and number of the drivers that you're selecting for all three series. That's the same as last year. But here is one change, and a lot of this had to do with some suggestions from the survey that you guys put. Last year, the deadline was by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Friday. And based on work schedule, stuff like that, depending on, you know, what your day was like, some people were able to see maybe a practice session or two, and maybe were able to get a little bit of an advantage as far as who was running well and unloaded well for a particular weekend. So one thing that is changing, picks are now going to be due on Thursday by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That'll help me get everything logged, and that'll keep, for the most part, everybody on a same page, with the exceptions being, you know, a couple of the summer truck series that run a midweek race. And those weeks, all picks would just be due before the start of the race. Communication will get sent out during those specific weeks as well. And of course, reminders will go out and all that. You can either send an email yourself or you can just reply to the email, the reminders that come out. But the big change from this category of the rules is that picks are going to be due by Thursday, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All right, let's talk about picks. Everybody was very happy and loved the fact that we pick for all three series. So that is not changing. And things just like last year, the final points earned by your driver for that week will be added together, and that will be your total points for the week. So one of the issues the last couple years is the unlimited selection of cup drivers. Another issue over the last year or two has been the, you know, confusion as far as, you know, who can you pick from a cup series regular perspective if they're running a lower series race, and how can we streamline this to make it a lot clearer, more efficient, and fair for everybody. So as far as the picks go, if this all three series are running, we're picking all three series. And here are the changes as far as driver eligibility for your picks. If a cup driver made the 2019 playoffs last year, you are only eligible to pick that driver once in each of the segments for the Lap Traffic Fantasy League. So, for example, if you pick Joey Logano for the Daytona 500, you would not be able to select him again until Kansas, May 31st, the start of segment two for the league. Now, to help make things simplified for tracking purposes, under your name on the website, you will see your name, and then you will see the car number of all 16 players that made the 2019 playoffs. When you pick somebody, that color of car number is going to go from black to red, so that way you'll know who you've taken, I'll know who you've taken, and I think that should be pretty smooth. If the driver did not make the Cup playoffs in 2019, you can select that driver as many times as you want. So, for example, Jimmy Johnson didn't make the playoffs. Jimmy Johnson gets hot, and you want to take him 16 weeks in a row? Knock yourself out. I wanted to make it as interesting as possible. I think limiting it to playoff drivers that made it last year is a good way to do that. I can fit all those on an Excel, and I think that'll be cool. Now let's talk Xfinity and Truck Series. Those two series are open for multiple picks, and you do not have a limit on the amount of times you can select a driver in that series, and as long as the driver did not make the Cup playoffs in 2019, they are eligible to be selected as drivers in other series. So if Austin Dillon is running an Xfinity Series race, you can select him as he did not make the 2019 Cup playoffs. I think that'll streamline it. I think that will keep things a little bit tighter with the limit on the Cup drivers. As far as trying to put a limit on the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series, I think that would have just been a little bit too difficult with the fact that, you know, we had the big three move up from the Xfinity Series to Cup. That would have just been too difficult. And especially since those three are gone, I don't think, you know, you're not going to have everybody picking Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, or Tyler Riddick. So I think that will really even things out. So just quick recap. If the driver made the 2019 Cup playoffs, you can pick them once per segment. And if they didn't, they're open game for all three series. If a penalty is given to a selected driver, that penalty is announced after the race, as they're doing all of that now. After the race for inspection, that penalty will apply to your pick. And just like last year, updates will be posted to the website, typically Monday, sometimes a carry over to Tuesday based on schedule, if I happen to be at the race, etc. All right. So those are the picks. Let's talk about the segments. Oh, before I get to the segments, coming up here as soon as I get done with the rules, last year's winner, David James, is going to call in. I forgot to announce that at the start of the show. So David James is going to come on to talk a little smack and defending his lapped traffic crown here. All right, so two segments. Most people on the survey thought the segments were good. A couple suggestions to stretch it out to four, but I'm going to keep it at three. And really, I'm going to be honest, that's just for a selfish reason, because it's easier to only have to create three Excel spreadsheets than four. So for that, I apologize, but I think things will be a lot tighter as far as points go. So we shouldn't need that fourth segment. If I'm so wrong and it becomes a runaway again this year, then next year I will definitely kick it out to four segments. So that said, this year, segment one will be 14 races, Daytona through Charlotte, including the All-Star Race bonus, where if you pick the winner of the All-Star Race, you'll get 15 bonus points. We don't have to worry about that till May. I'll send out email communication for sure. Segment two, 15 races, Kansas through Daytona. And then segment three, the 10-race elimination playoff, of which you must qualify for from a cumulative perspective from segment one and segment two. So segment one and segment two are really just to kind of divide it up to hand out some prizes midway through the pack. And then a cumulative total to qualify for the 10-race elimination playoff segment there. Only 16 players, just like last year, are going to qualify for it. Eliminations will follow just like they do for the Cup playoffs. Bottom four will be eliminated after each three-race round. No difference there from last year. Tiebreakers will be determined by the number of correctly guessed wins in playoffs if necessary. No changes there. Here's a couple changes from the segment perspective. The final four will have their points reset to zero going into championship weekend, just like they do this year. You know, again, kind of a runaway. They reset them for Cup, and it's an even playing field for everybody. So that will be the case for the league this year. The final four to zero for one race to decide who wins the Lap Traffic Fantasy League. Playoff bonus points will be awarded based on your cumulative totals. Last year, I did it, and it really didn't work out too well. So I'm going to just kind of award them how NASCAR does. First place will receive an additional 15 points. Second place will receive 10 points. Third place will receive 8. Fourth, 7th, 5th, 6th, 6th, 5, 7, 4. 8th place, 3 points. 9th place, 2 points. 10th place, 1 point. And 11 through 16 will start the playoffs with 0 points. So if you're 11th through 16th, you will be at 0 and will have a 15-point differential to make up on first place there. So that's how the playoffs are going to go. Again, if you have any discrepancies or anything like that, let me know as soon as you see them. If anything needs to change, I will give as much advance notice as possible. Make sure you check your emails, Twitter, listen to the show, all that good stuff. And especially listen if you had high week, or actually make sure you check your emails, because back again this year is the guest picker. However, this was a suggestion by a number of you guys to switch it up a little bit, just because last year there was the runaway. So this year, instead of the segment leader calling in, the prior week's week high will be eligible to call in to make their picks the following week on the show. I'll send you a separate email. So if you kicked ass, make sure you check your email to see if you had week high and see if we can't schedule a time to record the segment for you to call in for the show that week. Prizes are pretty much going to stay the same. Everybody seemed to be pretty happy with that. Segments one and two, first place will receive a personalized trophy. Second place will receive a T-shirt of your choice. And then for the playoffs, first place will receive a $50 online gift certificate to NASCAR shop and a personalized trophy. Same for second place. Third place will get a travel mug of their choice. And fourth place will get a T-shirt. All prizes will get sent out after the season. And most importantly, keep in mind, this is a fun league. Last year's Twitter interaction was absolutely amazing. Can't wait to see more of that this year. And let's have some fun with the season. All right. Those are the rules. I thought they weren't complicated, but the mere fact it took me almost 15 minutes to read through them, I'm wondering at the moment. Re-listen to the show a couple times if you want. Go check it out on the website. The big thing is if you played last year, you're already registered, and you're going to get an email with the rules. And if you're not and you want to play, just shoot an email to fantasylaptraffic@gmail.com, and I'll get you registered. All right, Lap Traffic Nation. So there are the rules for the 2020 Lap Traffic Fantasy League. Again, if you played last year, you should have gotten an email from me this morning confirming that. If you did not play, just shoot an email to fantasylaptraffic@gmail.com. I'll get you registered. Now, let's have a little fun and bring on last year's fantasy winner, Mr. David James. Sir, good evening. How are you, man?
Hey, good evening, Brandon. I'm doing really, really good. Ready to get it going here. You have changed the game up a little bit, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Yes, things have been switched. It's been 24 days since I've been behind the mic. I'm excited to be back behind it and ready to kick off the 2020 season. How was the holiday, New Year, all that stuff, man?
It was good. We travel a little bit. My wife and I are currently in Charlotte, North Carolina, for work and living and doing our thing. But we are originally from Dayton, Ohio, and Findlay, Toledo area. So we travel quite a bit over the holidays, which is nice. But it is great to be back. It's great to be 33 days, I think, is what I saw, away from the Daytona 500. And starting to rev up a little bit, so looking forward to it.
Absolutely, man. I am pumped. You know, once the new year hits, it's almost time, and I am very excited to park my ass on the couch and watch some racing, and even get there 30, once in a while.
I say 33 days, like somebody's counting. But
right?
You know.
Yeah. Right. Hey, well, man, I got the countdown on the website. I check it daily. Matt, you mentioned it. Things have been changed a little bit. I just went over the rules. I sent them to you earlier today so that you'd be prepped to talk about it. First off, man, congrats again on winning the overall league, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was a great season. I had a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to defending the crown. A lot of great players. Hopefully we can get some new players in this year and we can have our Twitter conversations going. You know, it's just one of my favorite leagues that I play in fantasy NASCAR, and you do a great job. Looking forward to the little twist that you put in to the game this year. But let's go ahead and talk about it.
Awesome. Yes. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. All right. What would you say you are most excited about for the changes made this year?
Well, you kind of got a one and done kind of process here. When I was looking over the things, I think it's really interesting that you're changing once in each segment that you can pick a 2019 playoff driver. You know, I don't have it in front of me, but each segment maybe you got 16 playoff drivers from last year. So you're not going to be able to lean on KB and Truex all season.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you did last year.
Yes.
You know, I think for a lot of us that made it, you know, kind of easy and simple. And I think there was a lot of fun in that as well, but there is going to be some strategy, I think, this year with the one and done picks. I've played in some one and done leagues before, and it does take a little bit of strategy. You know, when you get your Daytona pick, you don't want to throw in your big horse at Daytona because you don't know what quite is going to happen.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see the different picks. You know, it was kind of frustrating week after week when everybody had, you know, the KB and the Bell and the Moffitt, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and that's kind of what I was, you know, the one good thing is going into this year, you know, we don't have that big three to start initially, maybe in the Xfinity series. You know, maybe we got a couple guys that we think might develop into our next, you know, top two, three guys in the Xfinity series. But we may not know that, you know, until we're a few weeks into segment one. So, I think that'll help stretch things out a little bit, keep things a little bit more even playing field. You ran away with the one segment there and were able to capitalize on that. Not to say I don't want you to repeat, but I figured, you know, let's try to tighten things up just a smidge.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I think there's a few things that you put into place here. One of the other things that is kind of interesting was the penalties after the fact on Tuesday when the penalties come out. So we're going to have to wait a little bit to see if penalties kind of affect our picks during the week, which is an interesting twist. You know, I'm worried about you, Brandon, and keeping track of this stuff. It was kind of simple for you in the beginning, but you're going to have a busy Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to keep us all updated and keep us in line.
Well, to be fair, it's really going to be a change because Mick Rose was the one that did all of the stat tracking for me for the last 2 years, and Mick after 2 years retired, which I totally get because it was one hell of a commitment. I am definitely going to be behind the computer a little bit more, keeping track of everything, but that's all right. I have just as much fun doing that as I do everything else, so I am I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and finally, the one thing that kind of stood out to me, I dare call it the David James rule, because you said that I was kind of hard to hard to catch there at the championship final four, but now everything sets back to zero. So the goal is to get to lap or to race 35, and you kind of all bets are in on lap 36, and anybody can win from the final four. So I think the competitors from last year would say you're 1 year too late, but being that's an interesting twist as well. And you know, it mimics how they do it in NASCAR. So for all the guys that said that it's the chase is unfair and anybody can win at the end, well, so be it. Right. And that's how we got it this year in our fantasy league.
I tell you what, man, I am so tomorrow morning updating the website to where these rules are published already. And I am so putting in parentheses the David's Chase rule next to that bullet point. That is for sure happening because I absolutely love that. That's hysterical. And one of the other changes this year, not that I didn't love having you call in every week, I forget how many weeks you called in there, but it was a minute. Switching that up to letting the prior week's week high calling in. So if you want to call in 8 weeks in a row, you're just going to have to get week high 8 weeks in a row.
Challenge accepted.
I absolutely love that. All right, man, let's and any big prediction or anything like that that you got for the upcoming NASCAR season?
I hadn't thought too much about it. I do think Toyotas are going to kind of dominate as well at the beginning. The ups and downs of the season is really interesting. It's kind of who hits it on all eight cylinders at the end of the season. I was listening a little bit to SiriusXM radio this morning, and Doug Yates was on there, and he was just talking about their development and how they are already looking ahead to Phoenix, and they are putting their engines through tests to test the Phoenix and the downforce and how hot they can run the motors and things. It's just really interesting that they put so much effort into one race, because it is the championship race at Phoenix this season. I think KB is going to be the overall odds on favorite to begin. I think Truex is an interesting pick and maybe a little bit of a fade this year as he's got a new crew chief. I think, although Truex is very, very good, Cole Pearn had a big, was a big deal of that as well. So I love the Joey Logano chance this year. If I was going to bet, man, I'd put some money on Joey going into the season as he gets Paul Wolf, which I think aligns with his aggressiveness very well as a crew chief. I think Ty Gordon was getting a little bit stale for that team, and Joey's frustration was there. And I think Paul Wolf will be a breath of fresh air there. I love Joey as a chance. I love KB as a chance. I think Toyota throws a little bit more money at the 95 and Christopher Bell, which should be interesting. I think Cole Custer, though, wins Rookie of the Year overall. And the champion, let me give you my way too early championship pick. We'll say Kyle Busch goes back to back this year
for third. Wow. Third.
Yeah. So, man, how could you bet against him?
Right. Well, so all right, there's so many things that you said there that I can't, not that I want to disagree, that I can't disagree with. And one of the things that when I look at the 2020 season is I think this could be a year that maybe kind of falls under the radar as far as, 5-6 years from now when we're looking back, that kind of is like, oh, yeah, he won it. Yeah, we may not have a lot stand out from this year unless, Cole Custer, Matt DiBenedetto, some of these guys go out and get maybe their first win. That might be something we remember from 2020. But I think and I'm not going to be disappointed in the fact either if this season is I don't want to use the word stale, but that's the first word that's coming to mind. And that's just because of what we've got looking ahead. We've got the new car coming in 2021. We may even have some bigger swings to the schedule. I'm not going to be surprised if some of the biggest things that we're talking about at this time next year is Pocono was that boom or bust? I think it's going to be a boom. Was Phoenix boom or bust? I think that's going to be a bust. And really use 2020 as a platform to get excited about the future of NASCAR. And like I said, I'm okay with that because I know things are coming. It's not that we know that it's going to be the same in 2021. There is big change coming positive for the sport.
Yeah, I would agree with you. There's not a lot going on in 2019 to look forward to. I think some nice names are coming forward. I think the Xfinity and Truck Series series will probably be more exciting than the Cup Series. But that's nothing to say that the Cup Series won't be great. I think you're right. 2020 is going to be the year that we start over, refresh, and move forward. They did announce that new short track package today. So we'll see if that gets little attention and can put some butts in some seats, but we'll see what happens. And you know, I'm looking forward to the Xfinity and Truck Series. I think the it's fresh. They got some new names. I don't think we have the big three moving forward. I think Allgaier and Briscoe are probably your favorites, with Cendrick right there as well. But you know, Gragson and some of those guys that are getting some years under their belt are going to be really solid in the Xfinity Series.
I'm with you, and I think too, something that we may also be talking about next year is a number, or we may even be talking about it later this year, are the number of retirements that may come at the end of 2020. You know, Kurt Busch has been doing a ton of 1-year deals. We already know Johnson's going to be done after this year. Does Kevin Harvick maybe throw it in? You know, how many guys are going to want to stick around and relearn a new car late in their careers? Clint Bowyer could be another name that could be on there. Now, I don't think all of them are going to end up throwing their, you know, the hat in. But I wouldn't be surprised if by the start of the 2021 season, there's not another big name or two added to the list of retirees at the end of 2020.
Yeah, and on top of that, we got some guys that are under 1-year contracts. Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, and Kyle Larson notably have 1-year contracts coming up. And all, you know, I would say Blaney not as much, but I think Keselowski and Larson are probably I don't know, be looking around a little bit, seeing what's the next step for them and moving forward. So, yeah, a lot of change with 2020, but 2021 as well. But I don't know, 33 days, and we got fantasy starting up.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get going.
Absolutely, man. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, big thanks to David James, last year's Lap Traffic Fantasy winner, for calling into the show tonight. Man, good luck this year in the league, and something tells me we'll probably be talking to you soon, man.
Yep, looking forward to that first email. We'll see you soon.
Awesome, man. I love it. We'll see ya. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 165. I'm shorting myself 10 episodes. It's going to do it for 165. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Subscribe, download, review the show on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Go get registered for the Fantasy League. Check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, for all the details. I will see if I can put something together maybe over the next week or two, but within a couple weeks for sure, I'll be back. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!